This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
For Keep It Moving here on the Brett Mega Show, we cover all the trending and viral stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Let's talk about some nudes for a second.
Oh?
People are obsessed with Christmas tree nudes online.
What does that mean?
Naked Christmas trees. It's a new trend that's going viral on social media. Guys, I think I've seen this. I actually think I creeped in on someone's, you know, Christmas tree nudes.
That's just a pine tree, right?
Yeah. It's got no ornaments, no decorations. They do, some even without lights, but they do... The ones I've seen have lights, and it's just like a plain tree with just lights. They say like they like the simple aesthetics. A bunch of celebrities have jumped on board, like Julianne Moore, Michelle Pfeiffer, Victoria Beckham, Khloe Kardashian, all posted this like minimalist Christmas tree. The other day, because we go on like the after dinner walk, you can see people put up their Christmas tree. My son pointed out, that Christmas tree don't got any ornaments
on
it.
That's hilarious.
And I thought like, oh, they're just probably putting it up. But the next day I noticed that tree ain't got no any ornaments
you
on
know,
it.
My wife yelled at me last year because I was like, I don't want to get the ornaments out to put them up.
You started the trend?
I started this trend.
Wow.
The trend. The Kevin is the, this is the first ever trend that Kevin started. He started the Christmas tree nude trend.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, America.
Over 1,400 couples broke the record for most kissing couples under a mistletoe.
Love this.
Yeah, final count was over 1,400 couples kissed underneath the mistletoe and broke the world record.
Ooh.
The 13 biggest pop culture moments of 2025.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to guess Coldplay is that one.
Okay, yeah. I thought Coldplay did make it was number 7 on the list.
Seven?
I don't think they listed them in order because number 1 was the Labubu craze, and I don't think that's number 1.
Yeah.
I think they're like in no particular order, but it was on the list. I'll skip around to some of them that made it that I thought were interesting. The brotherly love scene in White Lotus was one of the top.
Yeah. Pop culture.
Wow.
I'm still scarred.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Katy Perry going to orbit to promote herself and then calling herself an astronaut. Pope Leo becoming the first American Pope. Taylor Swift and Travis getting engaged, of course. Jimmy Kimmel getting pulled from the air after the controversial monologue. And I thought this was interesting. Belly choosing Team Conrad on the Summer I Turned Pretty.
Wow. Period.
Yeah. Biggest moment of 2025.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
When it comes to your boss, do you need to get him a Christmas gift? Should you get him a holiday gift to the good old boss? 855-444-MEGA. This is a question that everyone kind of wonders this time of the year. Like, am I supposed to get my boss something? 855-444-6342. Hannah's friend doesn't know the answer to this question, apparently, because she's been roped into a gift-giving buying for the boss, and it's costing a ton of money now.
Yeah, she got looped into a really awkward situation. The other day, she was just working, and then all of a sudden, she was added into this group chat with her team, and someone was like, hey, just sending you guys all a message. We want to get our manager a gift. We got her a gift card. It'll be about $65 per person. You know, you can Venmo me here.
That's a nice gift card.
And my friend was like, my friend was like, I don't know what to do because $65 is very expensive for...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, a present for our manager. And now, since she got put in the group chat and they already like divvied up the cost, mm-hmm. She's like, if I don't do it, then everybody else is going to have to pay more and I'll feel really bad. But like, I can't afford this. So yeah. I feel really bad for her. I'm like, ooh.
The amount is a lot.
Right.
But do you think the gift, do you think you should get the manager a gift?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. And that's probably crazy for me to say because I'm pretty close with our manager. But I don't know. Then it's awkward because then, like, do you expect something back?
And right.
Then also, like, if I'm being just completely honest, like, if we all like pulled our money, that's like buying a large gift, like for a lot of people who don't have a lot of money, you know, like yeah. I would not do that.
I think it kind of, I guess depends on the relationship you have or if a manager has given you a gift before in the past. Like my thought would be if we got a gift from our manager, like, you know, a couple of days ago, it'd be like, okay, then maybe we should get him something. Yeah. You
this
know.
Is my problem with gift gifting. It is so transactional. Like, oh, because you bought me a gift, I get you
yeah,
a gift.
Right.
This is why I said no to gift giving for adults, but I say yes to the manager.
I say yes to the manager.
Yep.
Especially in this case, I don't like that they didn't ask beforehand,
yeah.
But it's nice having someone else do all the work and
true.
Then you just Venmo.
Like that's good pro too.
That's good. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is
yeah.
send them money.
I think $65 is a lot of money, but if it's
yes.
like $20, we're all pulling it
yeah.
together for the
like
manager.
Like if one of you guys was like, I'm going to go buy our boss this, Venmo me $20, I'd be like, done.
Our boss, if you're listening, don't get any
no,
ideas
don't.
That you're going to get something
We talked about Hickory Farms. We thought about it, but then we were like, you know what? You're good.
No, the reason I say you should get the boss a gift is for the people in your life, the adults, they know you love them, right? Like, I feel like Christmas is about being together as a family and doing stuff together. You do not need to do this transactional. You get me a gift, I get you a gift. It's all coming from the same bank account. Now we're just exchanging $50 back and forth. Why don't you just go buy yourself whatever you want for $50? The manager is most likely not going to get you a gift. I don't think they should get you a gift because maybe they have 10, 15, 60 people that work below them.
Yeah.
They can't have 60 gifts. That's unreasonable.
True.
But if this person's a good boss and has been there for you, supported you, had your back in meetings, had your back at the office, and you appreciate them, this isn't family who's like, I know I love you. This is a great opportunity to say, thanks for an awesome year. This is a great place to work, and you've had my back. I do think manager, someone you should buy a gift for.
Yeah, but I also like the fact that it's like the entire team doing it.
Because yes, because becomes, the team, because they're supporting
because
them.
Because it becomes very awkward if, like, you know, only part of the team or
yeah.
one person.
And then you look
I
like
know.
A suck-up.
Yeah,
then you look
exactly,
like a suck-up.
Exactly.
But I do think that you should pull together for the manager. I do think if you have a pool of 10 people and you get $65, damn, a $650
yeah.
gift seems crazy.
Very nice.
But I think like $5-$10 a person, we all go and get the manager a $100 gift card and says, thanks for everything you've done for us this year. Great idea. I honestly think that's someone you should get a gift for. Do you think you should get a manager a gift? 855-444-MEGA. should you get a boss a gift? 855-444-6342. It's always that time of the year where it gets tricky. You're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to get this person a gift or not. Like, where's this relationship at? When it comes to your boss or your manager, are you supposed to get your boss or manager a gift? 855-444-6342. It's the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's friend got roped into like his group text message thing and was like, hey, we're all getting the boss a gift. Like, are we? And then the gift ended up being pretty expensive.
Yeah,
like $65 a person. That's a very, very pricey gift. Look, in today's economy?
I do think the gift amount on your friend's group text is crazy. It does seem like a lot. But if all the adults in your life to buy a gift for, the boss, one of the top of the list. All these adults in your life, you get me a gift, I get you a gift. Why don't I just go on my own Amazon account and just buy it myself? I don't get it. Like, the boss has been there for you, supported you, but we're not like family. It's not like we're locked in saying, I know you love me. So this is a gift to say, hey, man, thanks for making this enjoyable place to work. Thanks for having my back. Thanks for giving me employment in 2025. Like, things are tough. Like, that, a good boss are hard to find.
Yeah, and that's a good point. But the problem, too, is a lot of what boss do you give it to? You might have an immediate supervisor, then there's another supervisor, then there's the boss of the entire company, and then all of a sudden you're like, all my gifts for my kids went to my work.
You know the boss you're supposed to give it to.
No, I think it's tricky. And then the word gets around the office that, you know, what if I got a gift for our boss, but then I didn't get a gift for you guys, my teammates? That would not be fair.
The person who's had your back the most and who's helped you the most, you go, thank you. I think that's what the holidays are about. It's not about the gift. It's about saying, hey, I appreciate you. What do you think, Alan? Do you think you get your boss a gift?
No, I don't think so. So the problem, it's a tough conversation because if your team groups together to get your boss a gift, that's coming out of the team members' pockets. Whereas usually if a boss gets you a gift, I feel like they're using their company card.
That's so true. They're like, tax write-off. Yay.
Hey, I don't think you can do that, can you?
Yeah, you definitely can. Alan has cracked the code.
Yes, no. Hey, Alan, you can't just go out there and use like the company credit card and be like, hey, I got like this team like a bunch of gifts, right? Where do you work at, Alan? You got, what kind of gifts are you buying?
I don't know. But another problem with this is obviously the boss seems to make more than the employees, right? So it just feels weird with the employees grouping together to get this boss a gift when they can make double your salary, right? And times might already be tough. And another thing is, I don't know, just around the holidays, you might need that extra money.
Fair enough.
Alan is spitting facts.
If you're not included, you might make a group be like, hey, should we get our boss a gift? And if you're like, no, I don't want to chip in, then you seem like the bad guy. So it's kind of a tough conversation.
Yeah. Well said. I do think Alan made a lot of solid points, but also to me, he's making points to my gift-giving experience. Like, it shouldn't be about value and transactions. It should be about thought.
It ends up being that way, though. Like, I don't know.
You're spinning. The other day, you were like, oh my God, it's all about the thought with the adults. And then, so why don't you just get a thoughtful, nice gift for your boss that doesn't cost a lot of money?
They'd be judging.
Ellen, do you think you should get the boss or manager a gift?
It all depends on your relationship with the manager.
Like if you know, like him or not?
Like you said, if they've been there and supported you throughout the year, had your back, you know, and you have a good relationship, then I think it's just fine to go ahead and show your appreciation. And it doesn't have to be something big. I mean, you could bake some cookies, you know, or get a bottle of wine.
Well,
you know, it doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It's a show of appreciation.
Yeah.
So, because chances are they're showing you the same appreciation.
If you are a manager, thank you so much for the call. If you are a manager or your boss, what Ellen is saying is if you don't get a gift, you know people don't like you.
Yeah, great. We're going to walk past our manager's office. His feet are going to be up on his desk. Like, where's the presents?
Less than double digits away. 9 days away from Christmas. Now the panic starts to get like put in like, oh my God, will Amazon make it on time? Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There are major updates coming from the murder of Rob and Michelle Reiner, including what they were doing just before their murders happened. I'll share all the details with you guys next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So yesterday I was telling you guys about the tragic news that Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were both found dead in their home. And we have kind of like heard from the get-go suspicions that it was their 32-year-old son, Nick, but we really didn't know. But fast forward to now, police have actually arrested Nick and booked him for murder of the both of them. And another really big update that's coming out now is just hours before the suspected murders, the Reiner family all went to Conan O'Brien's like Christmas party, and people there saw Rob and his son Nick get into this like big fiasco, this big loud verbal argument, the two of them, and then Rob and Michelle left. They don't know if Nick went with him or not, but they were seen at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party, this big fight.
It's just so sad.
The whole story is terrible. Heartbreaking just, and yes. Sad. Ugh. It does feel like, I don't know anything about like first degree, second degree murders and stuff like that, but if someone leaves and then follows someone, it does feel like it doesn't feel like an act of passion. It feels like they kept going. Like,
yeah.
This fight continued to go at their home. Yeah. And they followed each other and things escalated beyond belief. It's just heartbreaking.
And what's so also sad is, you know, Rob and his wife have worked with Nick for years. They know he struggled. They even worked together on a movie talking about the struggles of his addiction, talking about what he's dealt with. So you know that they've done all they could or tried to do all they could. And to have this result as the end is just so devastating. You know, I mean, I cannot fathom any of this. And I just feel so, so sorry for all those involved.
One of the things they said is the sister is the one who like made a call to the police and said, hey, my brother is dangerous. And I think it was my brother. So it's even horrific. Mm. All the family ties to the entire situation.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Megaminds.
Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 25% of us will do this when they receive a Christmas present. What is it?
I think 25% of people will re-gift the gift that they got, especially if it's a candle. I don't know what it is about a candle, but people just pass those around like a potato. Because
that's what everyone just gets everybody, candles. Yep. Kevin?
I think they will complain immediately that that's the wrong gift for them.
Oh.
That does sound high. The 25%
brats are at your Christmas.
Yeah, but like, you know,
me gifting, not a brat. Yeah. But
well, if I open a gift, at least I'll be like, oh, cool. But instead, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is the wrong color.
Oh, there's a brat behind
it. I hate
you.
You shouldn't have got me anything.
I am kind of on the same page as Kevin, but it's a little bit different. I think 25% of us, when they receive a Christmas present, will accidentally offend whoever bought them that present.
Oh.
I feel like it's a different answer.
Whether it's like a bad reaction
Different answer. Not correct, though. 25% of us will do this when we receive a Christmas present. 855-444-6342. I noticed everyone went negative for theirs. Re-gifting, being upset. Right. I'm not saying it's positive or negative. I just noticed that all three of you went negative. Just pointing that out. Answer's coming your way next.
Megaminds.
See if anyone figured out the Megamind question of the day. 25% of us will do this when they receive a Christmas gift.
Augie texted in and said that 25% of us will just straight up return the gift.
No.
And then Hattie says that people, kind of like AB's response, are just underwhelmed.
Why is everyone going negative? It is negative, I feel like. I guess it's up to you to decide. 25% of us will Google how much the Christmas gift costs.
That is so negative.
Yeah.
Really? I've never really thought to do that.
Me neither. 25% of people are like, I wonder how much this costs them. Hmm. And I don't know if it's because we're just curious. Maybe it was just because we're curious and that's not
it. It has to be negative.
Yeah. That's like maybe they mean well, but it does kind of seem messed up. 25% of people will Google a Christmas gift when they receive it. It's the Brett Mega Show. With AB being single for the past 6 years, we rarely get stories that have AB talking about getting undressed. But we have an AB got undressed by a stranger story. What happened, AB?
So the other day, I was wearing a dress that was zipped up really high on the back of my neck. So I go to my apartment after I was done with my event to take it off, and I couldn't reach it high enough. Like, my arm wasn't flexible enough to unzip my dress, so basically I'm stuck in my dress. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? No one's here to help me. The only person I could think of is the woman that works in the lobby of my apartment. Oh my gosh. I take the elevator. I go down to this random woman. I don't think I've ever spoken a word to this woman. And I was like, hi, I have a really weird question. I'm kind of stuck in my dress. Can you help me unzip it? And she kind of laughed. I think she thought I was joking at first. And then she was like, oh, okay. And then she goes, do you want it all the way unzipped? And I was like, like halfway, just so I can reach it. Because if it was all the way unzipped, like, I think my butt would be hanging
out. I was just going to ask the question, as someone who doesn't have to do this, two questions. I want to know what happens if the apartment was closed. But I also, can you see a lot when you unzip it?
It depends.
I said to do it like halfway down my back.
But if you would have done it all the way, would we have seen like crack?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they would have seen? Okay.
Yeah. If she wasn't there, I think I would have had to sleep in it and come to work the next day and hope one of you guys would unzip it.
No way.
This is awful.
Is this a real thing?
What would I have done?
If you're a woman and you wear a tight dress, there's no other way? You just sleep in it?
It was too tight to go above my head. It had to be unzipped.
I've never had someone in my life ever that I have like needed to help more and assist more with getting clothes on and off than you, AB.
Oh, okay, hold on. So this is a you problem. Hannah, as a woman, you can unzip the dress usually?
Get a hanger. There's devices and things you can use to get something unzipped.
A hanger? That actually kind of seems like it would make sense. You, like, hook it.
I was not thinking like that.
Well, who zipped you in it?
I think when I got to the event, I told my sister, like, oh, can you just finish zipping
it? Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I should have asked her
before you left.
Zipped. Yes. Yeah. Before I left, I should have had somebody unzipping me at the event.
This is why you need a man in your life.
Right.
Yeah. Just to zip and unzip me.
I bet he would have no problem unzipping the dress. This is the reason. Like, I'm no longer sick. What forced you to get into a relationship?
That's right.
I wanted to sleep in a dress.
I kept getting stuck in my clothes.
I need someone to rip them off me.
Right,
yeah. Oh, hold on. say that again.
I don't even know what I just said.
I need someone to rip them off me.
I need someone to rip off my clothes.
Got the music queued up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.